Thank you, Madam Chair. Hi, Commissioner, Excellencies, ladies and gentlemen. We continue to face a multitude of crises that led to the further deterioration of an already dire situation. As you said, High Commissioner, the challenge is deep, complex, and urgent. Russia's war of aggression against Ukraine has led to an unprecedented spike of the number of displaced persons worldwide and has resulted in economic consequences that are felt globally. In addition, we see the devastating effect of climate change, be it in the fifth missing rainy season in the Horn of Africa or the extreme flooding in Pakistan or Nigeria. These crises hit the most vulnerable the hardest, also leading to new displacement. High Commissioner, ladies and gentlemen, the protection of refugees is a priority of Germany. For the past years, Germany has been the second largest donor to the UNHCR. When confronted with the pressing UNHCR funding gap of $700 million in September, Germany allocated more than 120 million euro of additional flexible funding to UNHCR's most underfunded programs, resulting in a record German contribution of about 485 million euro in 2022. To help cushioning the rising global food insecurity significantly worsened by the Russian war of aggression against Ukraine, Germany has allocated a total 5 billion euro in development and humanitarian funding to fight global food crisis. Madam Chair, Germany acts in the spirit of global burden and responsibility sharing and does so while continuing to host one of the largest refugee populations worldwide, including about 1 million recently displaced Ukrainians who found protection in Germany. Ladies and gentlemen, it is the obligation of the international community to jointly do more. In order to fulfill the goals set with the Global Compact on Refugees, we need first more funding, including by those who are currently neither large donor nor host countries. Second, flexibility of funding, allowing UNHCR to respond swift and efficient to rising needs. And third, true commitment towards durable solutions and meaningful support to host countries, including alternative pathways and resettlement, and the Global Refugee Forum next year will be an important fixture in this regard. High Commissioner, looking ahead to 2023, I am glad that Germany has again substantially increased its humanitarian core budget. I am happy to announce a first commitment of 163 million euro for UNHCR's 2023 budget. Moreover, in accordance with our budgetary rules and regulations, we will announce additional funding in the course of 2023. High Commissioner, ladies and gentlemen, before closing, let me most warmly thank you, High Commissioner, and all of your team for the enormous courage, dedication, and passion to help alleviate the lives of so many displaced. We know that many crises have put a particular strain on UNHCR staff. Thank you very much for that.